with NITV Radio.
Norroween. My name is Naomi. I am a Wathaurong woman, a traditional landowner of the land that we are all gathered here on today. I was born down in Gundijumurra, where my great-great-grandmother was taken down to be on Framlingham, and I was born down that way, and I moved back to the Geelong region, to Wathaurong, my country, when I was 17, and I've been here since. My children were all born down here.
It's a beautiful country. I've always loved coming here, and thanks very much for having me here today. I actually got lost on the way here, but I found my way. I can't believe I got lost. I got really lost.
Oh, sometimes it can be hard. So many roads change and everything over the time. So, yeah, it's a bit daunting.
Well, it is Reconciliation Week, and got a beautiful event here today. How are you feeling about the event and the people that are here today?
The event, the reconciliation of the understanding, I'm so proud that so many people are starting to take this on board more, and the different cultures and everything that are gathered here today to share it all with us, it's just brilliant. And so
there's been a special launch of a DVD on the cultural history. Was the cultural history of country something that you were taught younger, or were you taught later on?
I was taught later on. I am an elder, a sort of auntie. When I was younger, we weren't spoken a lot about our families and things like that. It was sort of like hard. It wasn't until I was 10 years old that we were actually told that we were Aboriginal, when it all come down and that we were recognised. So I lost a lot of learning. And even though we found out then, family and that still weren't allowed to talk about things, gather, pass on different stuff, it was like the oldest that I could learn from, they weren't to speak of what was going on. So my nan and all that, yeah. So I've sort of learnt a lot more over the lately after, I suppose, when all this reconciliation and sorry and all that, it sort of makes you feel like, yes, I have to get out there and start standing up. I am an Aboriginal, I'm a proud Aboriginal woman.
Beautiful. Well, what have you got here today?
Oh, we're making the beads here today, and I've got my daughter and granddaughter and a couple of the people from the community all joining in, teaching everybody to make some beads up and to twine the emu feathers, showing some of them how we twine the emu feathers to make our dance skirts and our different earrings and stuff.
How important is it to have a community, whether it's Indigenous or non-Indigenous, like working together? Like, what does that mean to you when you think about reconciliation?
Having a good tight community is having a good tight family, and to be with your mob, and we've all got different sort of partners, so we accept the Indigenous and the non-Indigenous. We're all family, and we've all got to be the understanding, and that's what the sound of reconciliation is for everybody to understand our families and mob.
Wow. Well, look, thank you so much. It's so nice to talk to you, and I hope you have a really great day and enjoy the rest of the week.
Thank you very much.
Beautiful.
Kua tā, thank you. Take care.
This was an NITV radio podcast. For more, visit sbs.com.au/NITV radio or download the SBS radio app.